Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host here for another day of, I don't want to steal the quote, another day in broadcast excellence, but, you know, hey, the shoe fits, wear it, right?
That's it.
So I want to thank Rush Limbaugh for that quote. We're simulcasting right here, right now, at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. If you want to check us out, go to Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. And Shelby, that camera, I made that camera awful crooked, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can work on that. Also, if you want to be part of the show and give us a call in the studio here, the number is 254-697-6633. And remember, all programming is put into podcast form, and you can check it out at Apple, Spotify, Podbean, aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, Facebook, the whole works. Thank you to all the sponsors and those who donate privately. Speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned this last week, and I'm going to have to say it again, and that is it costs a lot of money to keep the program on the air. As we get bigger, it gets more complicated, and I can only do so much. So if you like what you hear and you want to keep it on, your private donations on a monthly basis will be fantastic. Sponsors, I've got a great platform here for you to promote your business. If you become part of the show, there's ways to do it and there's ways not to do it. Okay, subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, the whole works. In the studio today, my wingman, of course, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. I am really enjoying the last above-freezing temperature I will see for several days.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's going to be like, what, 4 days or so of freezing weather?
Yeah, it's going to get cool.
Cool. To my right, my special guest host, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Christine, it's always a pleasure to have you in.
Thank you, Matt. Good morning.
Do you have a teaser?
I do. We're going to talk a smidgen about the BOI, Beneficial Ownership Information Report, that FinCEN is now open to collect. But most importantly, we're going to talk a little bit about installment agreements today if you owe the IRS.
All right. That sounds great. Now, over in the shadows, I've got Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs, we're a little crowded in here, and I'll explain to you why in just a second, so Andy's kind of off camera, but go ahead.
It's great to be here.
Three-hour show, Andy. It's a three-hour show.
Well, you know, we're really struggling in our times now today. We got a lot of things going on, and I'll speak to that here in just a few minutes.
All right. Now, my special guest, Susan Corner. My special guest here, Susan Sterl. Susan used to be a former executive producer of mine in the other program. Can you see her? Here, come over here. You come over here. There we go.
Stand up.
That's it. There we go.
Okay.
That's perfect right there.
Susan Sterl. SusanSterl.com. SusanSterl.com. Check it out. She does a great job painting, and she is going to be painting like she did Shelby a few months ago. She's going to do it again to Christine Stevenson. And we're going to see her get to do it in action. So if you're watching on Facebook Live, you should be able to see it. Unless you're backwards looking at me, it's going to be in the left-hand corner of the screen, okay?
Now, if you wanted to give her an on-screen challenge, you would have her do one on me. Now, that would be a challenge.
That would be challenging.
That's not a challenge.
That's a miracle.
That would be challenging. Okay, so we'll be talking to Susan as well. She'll paint, and then we'll get her for a specific interview probably in the 10 o'clock hour, or about 10:30 or so. Okay, let me set the table. Today we'll be doing the devotional. I'll be reading out of the book of Tony Evans, Motivational Prayer for Men by Tony Evans. And I want to thank Harvest House Publishers. And Shelby, if you would, show everybody the book, please. It's a book of prayer for men. And ladies, when I read it in just about 15 minutes or so, I ask special extra hard prayer for the men, as well as the men praying themselves. But men need to be put back in their proper position, and that's in leadership position, honorable leadership position. I'll be doing announcements as well. True Stories coming up at 11:30. Word of the day in a second. Quote of the day. Judge Isaacs, Katie from Moz, hopefully at the bottom of the hour for the scratch and sniff section. Colonel, what's your teaser for today?
We're going to talk about storm preparations. I put away my partisan views and my views that make it uncomfortable for Democrats when I talk about the Constitution.
Oh,
so
yes.
We're going to talk about winter survival.
They just squirm, don't they?
Oh, worse than that.
Christine Stevenson, dollars and cents. Susan's going to be painting. We'll talk to her. Now, let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation story. And if you can give me a call here at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into the sentence, and a colonel likes it, you get a prize. Could be food, could be a coffee cup, could be a pat on the back. I don't know. We'll get you something. All right, but here it is. The word of the day is collapse. collapse, and I've got the definition for the verb form of it. Fall down or give in, give way. And this headline comes from an article by Victor Davis Hanson, historian. Colonel and I were talking about him, about this article, and if you know who Victor Hanson is, he's pretty detailed and accurate on his stuff. And if you saw this article, it goes over the implosion financially of this country, the military crisis, race problems, the sexes, lawlessness, education, and the end of sovereignty. It's a pretty bad scenario. So give me a call. Put the word of the day collapse into a sentence. Get yourself a prize. Colonel, what's the quote?
The quote of the day. Let's run. We'll have some fun now before I melt away. Who said that?
It sounds like lyrics instead of a quote.
Let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Who said that?
Why am I going directly?
You know, Frosty,
because we're talking about winter storm preparedness and survival.
It's so obvious.
There would be no better person to be my spokesman.
It's as obvious as the carrot on your face. Finally got it, Colonel.
Oh.
Paranoid Dems introduce unconstitutional bill banning militias. Look, militias are totally legal, but let me tell you something about militias. They have been perverted. They've been overrun by those who want to make it look like militias are bad. Militia is a genuine American thing. It's a last line of defense. However, you got a lot of stupid people out there, and you got to be careful what you say and what you do.
The federal government's the first one that perverted the militia when they turned it into the National Guard instead of the State Guard. Federal dollars, our dollars, given to the federal government, given back, taken away control.
Colonel, I've been saying this for years, that Michelle and Barack Obama are bought and paid for by the people behind the curtain. They are there to do their duty. Michelle Obama owes a debt to them. She doesn't want to be president, but she will be president if they call her to do that task. I'm not the only one. Is Joe Biden about to get the hook for Michelle Obama? Roger Stone, and you know Roger Stone, asks and analyzes that situation. And there's other people, too. Look, she's, air quote, a black woman. She's a first lady, former first lady. She's one of the most well-known people on the planet. It's going to be an emotional vote because Joe Biden is a vegetable and nobody's going to want Kamala. Who's going to take the spot to blow out Trump? There's only one or two people I can think of. Obama is the first one on the list.
Can anybody say Claudine Gay, the second? Never mind.
You want to clarify on that?
Well, Claudine Gay is the 6 month. She's the first woman that happened to be black that was the president of Harvard, and she lasted 6 months and a couple of days.
And that's got nothing to do with color or anything. It has to do with she's a lion sack of you-know-what.
Well, there's some similarities there.
Okay, all right. Representative Clay Higgins. Senior FBI officials directed operation with 200-plus assets disguised as Trump supporters on January 6th. Watch the video. You'll see what I mean. This is huge. Wow. CNN admits New York Attorney General Letitia James, Trump witch hunt politically motivated. They're even saying it. It's a political witch hunt. Donald Trump. By now, every Arab country and possibly Iran would have signed Abraham Accords if Biden wasn't president. You know what the Abraham Accords is? He got honored with a plaque with him at Netanyahu, right? They got a plaque on the wall about getting peace in that nation, bringing the capital
to Jerusalem.
To Jerusalem.
Thank you.
There's an issue there because if you follow the teachings of Islam, you cannot have a treaty with a Muslim because they are ordered by Muhammad to lie to you until they're ready to cut your throat.
Well, that's the trick. Trump is looking for all the bad ones so that he can talk with them rationally and put them in positions of power as compared to the ones who are truly dedicated to the cause. All right, moving on. Senator John Barrasso endorses Trump. America can't afford another 4 years of Biden. Yeah, him and millions of others think the same thing. Hot Mike caught journalists joking about Donald Trump assassination. Ladies and gentlemen, when Obama was in, I did not like that man. I did not want him as my president. But no way, no how would I speak words like that or accept to listen to people speaking like that. There are means which this Constitution has provided for us to get a person out of office if necessary. To talk like this, especially from journalists, makes you get a look into the inside of their thought processes. It's not very good. Moving on. Speaker Johnson pledges to stand shoulder to shoulder for defense of Taiwan. Now, we got a major problem there, Colonel, because President Xi says, you do anything to separate from China, we got war. So if he's going to do that and pledges shoulder to shoulder for the defense of Taiwan and their independence, we got a problem.
They go, he speaks out of both sides of his mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you call a war with China, plus a war with Russia, plus a colossal war in the Middle East? I call that two more steps to Armageddon. That's what I call it. But the problem is, the problem is from a previous article is, I thought I had it here. Maybe I skipped it. An Iranian illegal talking about how porous the border is and how dangerous it is because if the United States goes to war with Iran or China or something like that, they got all the sleeper cells in the nation. It caused a lot of problems. Finishing up here. German pathologist states spike protein replaces sperm in vaccinated men. And biologist warns the WHO, World Health Organization, planning to take control over nations for next pandemic, confirms COVID vaccines killed 17 million people. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll do a revival prayer. We'll read from Tony Evans' book. We'll do the devotional and so much more. See you on the other side.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Yeah,
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. The number is 254-697-6633. We're going to get right into it because I don't want to cut out the time here. I've got Judge Andy Isaacs with us.
Thank you, AB.
Judge, I asked you a long time ago to come on to do a revival prayer for the nation. You've been doing a fantastic job and also promoting Morningstar Ranch, so why don't you continue to do it?
You know, we're standing in a time and we're talking about it and all the stuff you've got on your list and everything about being prepared and everything, but we need to make sure we're prepared spiritually. And in Ephesians 6:14, we start with, "Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around our waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. In addition, take up the shield with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." You know, that's pretty simple, but yet most Christians and most people really don't do that very well. They don't pick up their Bible. They don't read it. They don't do what they need to do to be prepared. You know, we're right at the precipice. I mean, one inch and we're off the edge. You know, all over the world, the signs are everywhere. You can see it. You don't have to be blind. You don't have to be super intelligent. You know, y'all were just talking about stuff and political, and it's all tied together. Everything is tied together. So, are you ready? Are you prepared? I hope so, because if you're not, it's going to get really messy for you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, help us to be prepared. Lord, keep telling us to read our Bible. Keep telling us to pray to you. Help us to see and hear the words that are being placed around us everywhere. Lord, your Spirit calls upon us daily to step out, to be ready, to be prepared, to protect our loved ones and to protect the people around us. Lord, we know that you're coming soon, and we're ready for you to come. But Lord, we're not ready to lose a lot of people. So Lord, be with us, prepare us, teach us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
MSR Ministries is fired up and ready to go. We're getting ready for our next major thing, which is a telethon next month. Everybody that's donated to Morningstar Ranch will be getting a newsletter and a little deal on your newsletter about how much money you donated, and you need to donate some more. So it's that time of year that we start over. We're getting ready for camp. And trust me, we're preparing these kids for what's coming too. We don't just prepare adults. We prepare for kids too. Colonel?
The Jubilee cycle in the Bible. Mm-hmm. 49-year Jewish cycle on finance. Research it and apply it to current situation.
That's right.
It's time.
It's time. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. You know, we don't just do camp for kids. We do retreats for vets, men and women, and that's becoming more and more of a major emphasis for us. So we need your help. All ministries do. Right now, just about every ministry you can name is in some desperate times. So God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate that. You know, I consider this radio show a ministry to some degree.
Absolutely.
It's informative to the best of my ability. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Speaking of which, I've been blessed to have the opportunity. I spoke with the people here at Harvest House Publishers, and they gave me permission to read 15 chapters out of Tony Evans' book. I like Tony Evans. He's from the street, you know what I'm saying? And so am I. So when he talks, he penetrates my wall of resistance. BS? Are you BSing me? Are you wearing a suit and tie and just up there collecting? This guy's cool. I love him. So I got permission to read it. This chapter. Well, first of all, Shelby, I got to show it in there. That's part of the agreement.
We'll do it again.
There's the book. Check it out. Get it. And I want you ladies to doubly pray for these men. Men, doubly. And men, you need to be praying as well. Today's chapter reads, the headline or the heading goes, a prayer for time with God. Here's a prayer for time with God. Lord, one way I procrastinate too frequently is when it comes to spending time with you. I seem to be able to make time for myself pretty well. I've been good at setting aside time for the stuff I like to do, like watching sports or doing my favorite hobbies. I make time for work, watching the news, or surfing the internet. Yet somehow I'm too busy or too lazy to make time for you. I confess that as a sin. Please forgive me. I want to set a daily habit of making time for you, time in your word, time in your presence, and time in prayer. I can't keep saying that I'm unable to live without you, yet go through my days living without you. So, Lord, I want your Holy Spirit to wear me out with conviction when I miss the time with you. I'm sorry, let me say that again. I miss my time with you while I'm making time for everything else. I'm having a hard time seeing it. Here I am. No. I want to start today and no longer procrastinate. Even if it's only 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes, whatever it is, I want to start now. You say in John 15 that without you, I can do nothing. I now choose to operate on that truth. I choose to give you time each day because you give me time all day, every day. May I constantly be reminded that I cannot live this life without you. Correct me when I miss my appointment with you. And as time goes on, encourage me to increase it. I love you so much that I don't want to miss it anymore. In Christ, amen. I apologize for the poor reading. And Tony makes a comment, make spending time with God the rule, not the exception. So there you go. Ladies, pray extra hard. Men, do the same thing. Put men in their proper position, and that's in leadership position. And that's not a downing of women. That's an uplifting of women, taking the burden off of them. Now, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio. Today will be no different. If you're on my devotion list, it'll be Tuesday's devotional. It reads, good morning. Strength and courage. Where does it come from? How do we get it? If we were to be honest and took the human element out of it, strength, courage, and everything else comes from the Lord. This comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. My grace is all you need, for my power is the greatest when you are weak. Ooh, that's a strong one, right? Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And I continue. I say this about science all the time. All science is the understanding and use of God's creations. We cannot take God out of the equation. It's just impossible to do, and why would we want to? So, since God created all, is all, and is the master of all, let's tap into that and draw power directly from him. This comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not be faint. And I close. I feel strengthened already just writing this. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, and hope that somehow Shelby can make this place a little cooler, because it's super freaking hot in here.
I turned the AC on, but I need to turn it up.
Okay, because I'm burning up.
It was on like 76 when we walked in, and that's not good for me.
All right, so that's that. Colonel, what do you got?
Well, of course we've got Let's Run, and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. And we will have more after the break here, but we've got a couple of minutes.
We got a couple of minutes. So let me do this. Let me go over the word of the day. The word of the day. Hey, Shelby, would you put that over there, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. The word of the day is collapse. Comes from the headline, A Culture in Collapse. American civilization has been turned upside down, and we have rendezvous soon with once unthinkable and unimaginable things. What is happening to us is not due to an adherence to a too strict conservative tradition, but is almost exclusively the wage of progressive project. In the last 6 months, we have borne witness to many iconic moments evidencing the collapse of American culture. And I'll flip the pages here. First one is financial implosion. Too complicated to read. I'll move on to the next one. Military crisis. Americans have lost deterrence abroad. Look, when Trump was in, did we have any problems?
No.
And we were having peace accords. No attacks. Military strong. Finances strong. Borders strong. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Race. We're trying to play the race game. You're a racist this, you're a racist that.
It's an excuse.
The sexes. How many genders are there?
Two.
No, you're absolutely wrong, and I've got it right here. You people need to get with the program. I have over 72 genders.
I'm sorry. I'm not wrong. It's in the Bible. There's men and women. God made man and woman.
It's right there.
You read it on the internet.
Yeah. I read it on the internet.
God made man and woman. He didn't make man, woman, he, she, thee, they, that, Zen, Zach.
You need to get with the program, Judge.
With the program. Hey,
and when you go to the urologist, you've got two choices.
Yeah.
You're a male or a female.
And they ain't and no...
They don't treat anybody else.
Nothing else.
Since I have a couple minutes, let me go over a list of some of the 72. Agender. A person who does not identify themselves with or experience any gender. Agender people are also called null gender, genderless, gender void, or neutral gender.
Look, I don't care what you want to call yourself. That doesn't mean because you want to call yourself a potato.
Look, I'm on page 2 and they're still in the A's. Okay, page 3, bigender, blur gender, also called gender fuss. Blur gender means having more than one gender identities that blur into each other so that no particular type of gender identifies itself clearly. We'll be back.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. I've got to make a comment here. I was joking with the Colonel. He got a Colonel. Somebody called. You want to make a comment on that first?
Well, we had a gentleman call in and agreed that there were two sexes.
That's right.
I want to make sure everybody knows I'm messing around here. Of course, I know there's only two. This article I saw, and I'm like, oh my gosh, really? And I think there's another article that has even more on them.
Well, I think, was it you that had the great comment the other day about which planet all these other genders come from? Was it
Uranus?
Men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
These come from Uranus.
Yeah. All right. This is normally the scratch and sniff section of the program. Katie from Oz is busy.
They've been busy a lot.
Right.
That's good.
And it's 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Moz Place in Harker Heights. Great food, great servings, great price, great atmosphere. They support the program as well. And all the way around. Vicky's great. Katie's great. Everybody there. They're nice and friendly. If you hear this ad and you go there to eat, tell them you heard it here and you should get 10% off the meal. And I think we've all eaten there, except for you, Shelby, right?
10%? That's all we get? 10%?
10%. That's it. That's great. They could say
0%. That's right.
All right. What else do I got here? Oh, let me finish up this article. Then the Colonel's coming on. We were talking about a culture in collapse. The sexes. Oh, that's where I ran off the rails, right?
Yeah,
talk about
you
genders.
You got to read two of those.
Man, that's too many.
How about lawlessness? We're witnessing the steady erasure of jurisprudence. Both civil. This guy is $1.50 guy, and I'm reading his stuff. Mm-hmm. Both civil and criminal. Does the law as we knew it a mere decade ago still exist? Massive looting with impunity is now largely exempt from justice in our major blue state cities. In Compton, a van slams... blah, blah, blah. Does anyone care about Hamas? This is too long an article, so let me just go to the next section. Education. In ancient times, the president of Harvard Corporation was a signature scholar and intellectual befitting Harvard's own self-regard as the world's most preeminent university. No longer. You want to take that, Colonel? Now resigned President Claudine Gay's her career was based on, thank you, on a flimsy record of mere 11 articles, the majority of them plagiarized. Her entire career was fueled by the tired pretext that the privileged Gay was somehow deserving of special deference given her race and gender.
There are your glasses over there.
No, that won't work either.
You just can't read.
Well, yeah, you know, we're sitting there talking about Harvard. I'm not real sure that some of the Harvard students going up there even know their ABCs or numbers anymore, because we're so busy teaching them about this crap that doesn't matter. They know everything else. They don't know.
Shelby, let me tell you something. I worked a job for 20 years, mm-hmm. Okay? I'm dyslexic to a degree.
Right.
Okay.
And the boss would give me a monthly report, and it was like this, that with numbers, handwriting, typewritten stuff. He'd hand me the report, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, I can't read this. It's going all over the place, okay, because there's too many letters there.
Right.
And I would just watch the expression on his face. I'd sit there, I'd be looking at the paper, and he'd get this look like disgust. I go, it's pretty bad. He goes, I know, right? I have no idea what he's saying. If he's got a smiley face, yeah, I did pretty good this month, huh? We need to keep it up. I can't read this barely, okay? The end of sovereignty. What does that mean? Our borders are gone. Our country that was strong just 4 years ago is now almost not there anymore.
Open borders. George Soros. He's been working on this. He's bought and paid for it with our money. But let's talk about winter storm preparedness and home survival. Don't invite Frosty the Snowman into your home for shelter from the warmth. Don't panic. We've got a weather forecast that this is going to be a freezing stretch, first one of the year, and let's plan. There was a plane crash in the Rocky Mountains, and the survivors froze to death in the front seats of the airplanes with no apparent incapacitating injuries, and behind the back seat were suitcases full of ski gear. Think. Look around you. Use what is available, even if it is not printed on the label, for winter storm emergency use. Right? Right now, use paper and pencil or your phone recorder to record these tips. Many are coming. We're going to talk about getting ready for what's coming the next few days. You have time now, if the store still has stock, to get some items ready. Food and water. A gallon of per person per day. That's 3 days minimum. It keeps. So if you get a little too much water, it's okay. Food. Enough to fill a quart jar per day per person, except for teenage boys, too. A gallon per person. Oh, excuse me. 2 8-ounce cups to a pint and 4 cups to a quart for some of you that don't understand. All right. Little math challenge people out there. Have a plan for both hot and cold food. Hot is nice, but if power is off and fuel is running low, cold food like cereal, bread, peanut butter, jam, honey, lunch meat, sandwiches, make a menu from stores on hand. Meds for you and your pets. Keep a week's supply ahead. Work with your insurance and your doctor to keep a rotating 1 week supply at least available. Clothing. Plan to dress warmly inside and turn the thermostat down early to reduce your bill and prevent a power blackout. Now, heating and cooking. Think in terms of the differential temperature you're holding when you're heating. 40 to 70 or 20 to 50 look the same to the heater. All right, a 30-degree differential. Heating requirements are proportional to the temperature differential you are holding. 10 degrees to 70 degrees is twice as much as 40 to 70. You're going to burn a lot more fuel. Gas-powered stoves can burn 20 pounds of propane a day easily. Be prepared. If you have a camping stove, be sure you have all the hoses and fittings. It is too late when the ice is on to do a test run, which you should be doing today. Do a test run with your equipment. Make sure every connection and fire it up briefly to make sure you're really right and it's working. Once the cold weather gets here, it's too late to do your testing. And the military's found this many times, and we used to use a lot of practice runs called ORIs, Operational Readiness Inspections, and we would prep for it. All right, camping in. Pitch a tent or a pop tent over your bed. Throw a lightweight cover over the tent. Even a couple of sheets will hold in a lot of heat. Aluminum foil over the tent under a sheet will double your comfort or have your heating requirements. Now, why do you pitch a tent over your bed? The floor or the ground when you're camping sucks 50% of the heat out of your body. So if you pitch your little tent over your mattress, you'll be able to get the thing warm and stay warm inside of your little tent. Your breath will help keep the tent warm. You're equivalent to a 100-watt light bulb. All right, so do you have a gas lantern with mantles, one of the old-style propane lanterns? A short burn with a flap open will warm up a pump tent. A propane torch is extremely dangerous. Not a good idea. All right, just a hesitation, and you are in a flaming, melted mess. Okay, don't even think of it. You have to keep plenty of oxygen available to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, what is so dangerous about carbon monoxide? Well, your hemoglobin in your blood likes carbon monoxide many times more than it likes oxygen. So if you get carbon monoxide, it blocks out the ability of your hemoglobin to transport oxygen to your body. And that's the reason you turn blue and pass out and die. So don't mess with carbon monoxide. It's a colorless, odorless gas, and it will really mess you up. If your lips start turning crimson colored or you start feeling a little sleepy, get fresh air. All right? And you have to keep at it. A little few moments will not clear the carbon monoxide out of your blood. It takes hours of pure oxygen, and you need, if you think you've had carbon monoxide poisoning, dial 911. Get help. All right, just a short periodic burn is all it takes to take the chill off a small tent pitched over your bed. If on generator power, a hairdryer will heat your tent in just a couple of minutes. An outlawed 100-watt incandescent bulb lying in a couple of pie pans will keep the chill off, too, if you have a little power. Keep it low as heat rises. Keep the bulb low so that the heat rises up where your face is.
And LED don't work.
You stole my next line. It is LED lights, not so much. An LED light takes about 13 watts, and it will not warm your place up. All right. Boy, I love help. Okay. Backup generator / inverter. Do you know the difference? Okay, a backup generator is a mechanical generator, and they're cheaper but cost more to run, and they put out dirty power. That is power that's not exactly a sine wave. Inverters are quiet and stable output that is just enough to meet the load. There's an all-electric with few moving parts, and they burn at least a third less fuel depending on load. Light loads are the greatest savings. So if you're going to buy one, I would recommend and I would purchase an inverter instead of a generator.
All right. Now, if you're preparing, you should prepare to use the bathroom during the commercial break. And if you don't use the bathroom during the commercial break, listen down and write down all the information from the commercials and support the sponsors who support the program. Be back in three. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free child care, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron's Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. I've got my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, going to be continuing in just a moment, but I wanted to get Susan Sterl here by the mic. And Shelby, if you could, I want everybody on Facebook to see the progress, and maybe you can give us a quick summary of what you're doing and how people can maybe learn to do what you're doing by going to your class.
Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm blocking her in and just drawing her basically...
Shelby, raise it up a little bit more.
Getting her drawn first.
There we go.
And setting up the darks and the lights. And
good, that's a good.
So my name is Susan Sterl, and I have a gallery and a studio in Temple, Texas. My Facebook is Susan Sterl, S-T-E-R-L-E, like Sterling without the I-N-G with an E at the end. And I also have a website, SusanSterl.com. Mm-hmm. And so go to the Facebook page. At the end of February, I'm going to be having a two-day workshop. I also do portraits, dog portraits. I do tons of dog portraits and pet portraits, horses, cats. And then I also do people. And on my website, I have new pricing and a web page that shows you the pricing on portraits.
Okay. And what we're going to do is probably every hour show the progression of the painting, and then at the end we'll give it to Christine. Okay, great. Colonel, take it away, sir. Thank you.
All right, we're going to pick back up here. We talked about inverters and generators. You can look them up and learn the difference between the electronic inverter, which rewrites and controls. It takes a lot less fuel because you don't have to turn it as fast. All right, make a test run. Make a test run. I cannot emphasize this enough. If you've got a bunch of parts stacked up, hook them all up and make sure that you actually have what you need. If you've got a generator, the right connections and extension cords, a distribution plan, and a load plan, add up the wattages of what you want to run and match it to the running load of your generator or power source. Now, the batteries, some people now have batteries. Fuel, get as much as you can store. Propane is nice because it keeps almost forever. Thank you, Andy. Get as much as you can store. Propane is nice because it keeps almost forever while gasoline goes bad. You've got to cycle your gasoline. Don't store E10 or E15 if you can help it. They have alcohol in it. Ethyl / high test gas is often alcohol free and keeps longer. Echo small engines demand the use of premium fuel, and there's a reason for that. Lessons, life is a series, Andy. Life is a series of lessons. Lessons will be repeated until learned.
are
learning is demonstrated by a change in behavior. Okay, so that's, and this is for you people out there also. The right connection / extension cords and the distribution plans. All right, fuel as much as you can. All right, and get the high test gasoline because it stores better without that. And you can't keep it more than about 120 days max. Burn it. Premium unleaded is fine in your truck or car after it has sat 90 days. Smell it and compare to the odor of fresh fuel. If it smells, quote, sour, it's fit only for a stove or sand in a burn pit, if you can do it safely. Now, fuel fumes, gasoline fumes, settle. So if you spill some gasoline, it will go down to the ground and spread out looking for an ignition source. And when it finds that ignition source, it will burn very quickly in a nice little flame front back to wherever you're putting gas. It will go inside your can if you have an open lid, and it will blow the can up. And then when the can blows up, you have a mess. And it probably is all over you, too. So do not let the fumes get away from you. Weatherproof your home. Foam window seals all winter make good and control drafts and stuff. But if you're caught in a desperate situation here, get a roll of 2-inch wide painter's tape or 1.5-inch wide painter's tape and seal your windows and doors with that when you go inside and start locking down trying to stay warm. Stop the air transfer because you can't heat up all the outside cold air. All right. Protecting your plumbing without or with power. It's imperative. If you have a manufactured home with a crawl space, I look around out here and I see lots of manufactured homes out in the country, and they all have to have 18 inches of space underneath them, a crawl space. This is a cold weather trap. So if you have a water line that runs through here, be sure it's insulated and heated, a frostproof tape or something. But you've got to take care of that, or because if it freezes off, you're out of water. All right, watch out for plumbing in the outside walls. This is the place where it will freeze off. And keep your cabinet doors open underneath the sink, underneath the lavatories in your bathroom. This will help. Foam covers over the outside hose bibs that are not freeze-proof. Some outside faucets, hose bibs, drain back into the house. The valve is back inside of the house, so the water runs out and they don't freeze up. If you're not sure, put a cover on it. One of the articles I read was concerned about the items in the refrigerator spoiling. I was just appalled at the ignorance of this statement, because if it's cold, we're talking about cold weather here, folks. Take it outside if it's below 45 degrees.
Colonel, why don't you express it a little bit clearer for us?
I just, you know, this is, some people don't think very much ahead when they're writing, but and that includes myself. But if it's freezing out there, then put your items you don't want frozen in a cooler and take it outside so that they don't get frozen as fast, and you can bring them back inside when you want them and they'll still be soft. Okay, when the power goes off.
Watch out for Porsche Pirates, though.
All right.
Yeah, especially if you live in an apartment. Yeah.
All right, when the power goes off, turn off or unplug most of your major appliances and electronics. When the trees are thrashing the power lines, you may get surges and flickers that can wreak havoc on some electronic appliances that are trying to start motors or compressors, your refrigerator, your air conditioner, excess, or particularly the air conditioner. You may only have half of your 240-volt leg, may have a leg missing, and this is not good. It'll cause it to burn up. Throw the breaker on your hot water heater when the power goes off. Why? Because if you use part of the water out of your hot water heater and you have an airspace in there that uncovers the elements that heat the water, when the power comes back on, that element will burn up if it does not have water around it to keep it cool. So don't turn your circuit breaker back on until you refill your hot water heater and burp it by opening the hot water tap and drawing the air out. And when the bubbles quit coming out of your hot water tap, then you can turn the power back on and start warming up the water in your electric hot water. It's not a problem with a gas hot water heater. If you don't know the difference, now's a good time to learn. All right, when the power comes on, don't try to be first in line. Let it stabilize and test it with a light turned on, steady bright, then start plugging in and turning off things on. If in doubt, double check with the power company. All right, cell phones. Charge your battery packs now. If you have a solar charger, get it ready. Figure out how it works. The jump start boxes for cars now usually have a few USB ports on them and will charge cell phones many times. You may also be able to plug a jump starter into your, quote, solar generator that you purchase to extend the capacity of the solar generator.
Colonel, hold up a second. For those of you who are listening, Facebook, and you're hearing my voice now, give me some feedback as to how I'm sounding. It might be a mic problem, so please do that now if you can. Until then, Colonel, keep talking.
All right. Keep pets and children safe. All right. Sleep together in warm clothes. Some sleeping bags open up and zip together. Sleep with the kids and pets. A big pile stays warm. In the last Uri, I read about a 12-year-old boy that froze to death in his bed by himself, and the rest of the family is okay. This is not the time to be super modest. Get dressed, get in bed, and stay warm. Portable generators. We've covered this a little bit, but if you're running one, keep it at 20 feet from the house and downwind if possible. Be sure to let it cool for a few minutes before refueling. Won't take long, but a muffler will be glowing red hot when if it's pulling a load. Use a headlamp at night and don't overfill and run fuel into the generator and then start it up. Makes a nice campfire, but it's very expensive. Always wait a few minutes after refueling to let the fumes clear before restarting the generator. Also, put the gasoline cam crosswind from the generator. If you put it downwind, sparks can be blown to it from the generator muffler or something, or if you put it upwind, the fumes can be blown to the generator. So put it crosswind. Staying warm, dress in layers. If you have insulated shopping bags, you can put your feet in them for added warmth. All right. Try to condense the living space. Keep the family in one room. Use the south side of the house if it's in the daytime and you have windows that face to the south. Use a compass on your telephone if you don't know which way south is. If the sun's shining in the windows, it's probably the south side. Open up large trash bags and painter's tape. Cover the windows to add insulating and dead air space on the unused rooms and places where heat can escape. Now, after surviving the storm and things start to thaw out, check your water meter.
All right, Colonel, I got to cut you off because if you got a problem out there on the radio and it's sounding funny, give me a call here in the studio. 254-697-6633. Got a problem on Facebook, so we're trying to fix it up. We're going to take a break. Top of the hour, when we come back, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She will help you with your tax challenges. Colonel, thank you. Great job. Be back on the other side.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number two, simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. I believe the audio has been fixed. If you got a question, give us a call here at 254-697-6633. And don't forget, everybody, podcast form. All programming is put into podcast form. You can check it out at Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. You can click right there. You can go to the Facebook page and go and watch or listen to all of the programming. Thousands and thousands of downloads already. Go ahead and add to it. Crystal clear audio. And spread the word, okay? Thank you to the sponsors and all the people who donate privately. And don't forget, it costs a lot of money to keep the show on the air on two stations month to month. And as it grows, it gets more complicated and more expensive. Don't know how that works, but it does. And I can't do it alone. I need your support. So if you feel led to do so, go to aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, and scroll down a little bit. There's a donation button there. You can do it on a monthly basis. It'd be highly appreciated. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Expert in her field. Christine, it's always a pleasure having you. How are you doing?
Thank you, Matt. I'm good. Trying to stay warm.
With this information, though, yes. This information is so hot.
It's sizzling hot, this information. So if you have troubles with the IRS, maybe you have a letter that you got, or maybe you're expecting a refund and you didn't get it and you're wondering where the heck it is, or maybe you have some debt or tax returns that you haven't filed for multiple years and you're trying to figure out how to get back in and how to get squared away with the IRS, I'm your person. I'd say I'm your man, but I don't know if we could say that nowadays.
I still have the 72 genders available if you need that.
Maybe I'll throw a dart and pick one. So okay. Anyway, I'm your person. Call me, 737-234-0196. That's 737-234-0196.
I like person. Person is really good.
Person, yes. I'm a person. So, just lost my train of thought. What am I talking about? I'm talking about IRS stuff.
You know, it comes with the territory, Christine.
I'm a tax girl. I'm your tax girl. There we go. That's what it is. So, again, 737-234-0196. I help people in the capacity as an enrolled agent get liens removed off of their houses that the IRS have filed against them. I get wage garnishments prevented, hopefully prevented first, or if they're on, we get that wage garnishment removed. Or if you have your Social Security income that is being garnished at a rate of 10%, I can help turn that situation around as well. If perhaps you qualify for an offer in compromise, boom, I would love to help you pay less to the IRS based on the facts and circumstances of your case. That's what it's really about, facts and circumstances. And everyone's situation with the IRS is different. And how you got there, it's important, but it's not as important as let's get you out of that situation. Yeah. Let's get it figured out. Let's get it resolved. And I had a lady call me a couple weeks ago. She doesn't have trouble with the IRS per se, but she is due a refund, and she couldn't figure out where the refund was. So she hired me, and if you're listening, caller, or if you're listening, listener, please call in and share this story. Long story short, I found a $1,000 refund that she got. She didn't know she had already received. And then more importantly, about another $1,000 is going to be released to her from a prior year that the IRS was holding. It was due to her. And normally the IRS doesn't like to keep a balance on your account, but there was a code on the account. And so I spoke to someone at the IRS on a phone call because she gave me power of attorney to do so. And I had the conversation, we talked about it, and the IRS person said, oh, let me send a note to get this code removed, and the refund will be released. So she's going to get another $1,000 in her
pocket.
Now,
if your client is listening, she's probably scrambling for the phone number.
I hope so.
It's 254-697-6633.
There you go. So, perfect example of how I can help you out. Actually, I want to make a correction. She did not give me power of attorney. She gave me something called taxpayer information authorization, which is a less than power I have, but it still allows me to talk to the IRS on your behalf. So, what I want to talk about today is January 15th is Monday. For those of you that are self-employed, your Q4 2023 self-employment estimated tax payment is due.
butt pucker just went up.
So,
like, oh no, hey, did I do it right?
No. So it's due Monday. You need to get that in. I made my payment yesterday. My husband's going to make his payment. He's also self-employed. So you got to get that in. Again, this is for the fourth quarter of 2023, and this is what you will use on your tax return that you are going to start working on now in January of 2024.
So I missed my third quarterly.
Come on, the mic.
Here we go. Real life.
Third quarterly.
Yes.
Tax
Yes.
940.
Yes.
And 941.
Oh, the 941.
And
ooh.
$60.
Yes.
So
there's a real life example. If you have payroll with your company and you miss filing Form 941, the IRS is very, very penalty oriented, and they will slap a penalty on you for not getting the form in, just for missing the form. It's a huge big deal if you have payroll requirements to get that 941 in. So real life example right here in the studio.
I don't understand what the big deal is with taxes. We're $34 trillion in debt. Why can't they just say, don't pay any taxes, we'll just keep printing the money?
There we go. It's not a tax problem. It's a spending problem.
Right.
It's a spending problem.
Absolutely.
So it's important who you vote for, because Congress, House of Representatives, they're the ones that write the tax law, and they're the ones that do this to all of us. So, but we're not going to get into politics on that. I want to let you know, January 29th, the IRS will be open to accept your e-filed tax return. So if you are using tax software such as FreeTax USA, TurboTax, H&R Block, any of the other online software companies, IRS will be open for e-file on January 29th. So keep that in mind. The other thing I want to also talk about here in the first half of the my segment is the FinCEN requirement. I mentioned this a couple times last year. FinCEN is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. They are a branch of the Treasury Department. And because there's been a lot of bad actors over the years, you know how one bad apple spoils the bunch in the barrel, whatever that saying is. Well, there's been a lot of international, outside the U.S., criminal type endeavors and people and businesses transacting business here in the U.S., money laundering, that sort of thing. So FinCEN has cracked down, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and they are now requiring, it is a requirement to file what's called a Beneficial Ownership Information Report.
Oh, gosh. What?
B-O-I. B-O-I. Boy. Beneficial Ownership Information Report.
I was like, wondering, where's the government's an acronym for that?
I don't know. Maybe they are trying to do 72 different types of government entities. Anyway, so in a nutshell, I filed mine the other day. I wanted to walk through the process to see what it was like. I had to file one because I have an LLC, and that's who needs to do this. People that have LLCs, S-Corps, Partnership, C-Corp, most business entity types have to file this report. Banks are excluded. Any financial institutions, a lot of CPA firms, people that are financial advisory firms, they're exempt. There's many exemptions for this, but for the regular, everyday kind of normal person, average person that has a tax entity, such as I do, an LLC, I have a requirement to file this form. So here are kind of the particulars on this. If your tax entity, your LLC or your S-Corp, for instance, if they were formed before January 1st, 2024, this year, you have 1 year to file this form. So you have until January 1st of 2025, if it was already formed. If you form it now, you decide, you know what, I need an LLC for whatever reasons, now in January of 2024, or later this year, you have 90 days to file this report with FinCEN. And if you file or create, rather, a new LLC, its new entity type structure in January of 2025, you will have 30 days to get this report to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN. And the penalty for willful failure to file this report, drumroll please, $500 per day. $500 per day. That's a lot.
I'm pretty good at a lot of things.
Yes.
But then I look at the things that I know I could do, but I go, I'm not going to do it. Electricity is one of them.
Okay.
I can
I could do it, but I wouldn't trust myself. I would get the expert.
Yes.
Joshua Bolt, by the way, he's a great guy. People need to call you.
Yeah,
yeah. Because you're scaring the crap out of me.
Well, good. A little, you know, fear is the beginning of knowledge. Isn't that what it says in the Bible?
You know, as a flight instructor, one of the things that always concerns me is the things that I don't know, I don't know.
Yes, exactly. You don't know what you don't know.
If you're not aware of it,
right.
Boom.
Yeah, and you're going to get, you know, now, if you if you formed your entity structure, your partnership, your LLC, S-Corp, whatever it is you have, if you formed that before January 1st, if it's been in existence for many years, you have this entire year to get this report in to FinCEN. And I went and did this the other day to walk through the steps to see what it's like. And I got to say, it's pretty easy. It took me 10, maybe 15 minutes. So if you need some help, I can talk you through this a little bit. Call me at 737-234-0196.
All right, we're going to take a break. More of Christine coming up after the break. 254-697-6633 is the number. Don't forget, check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Yeah.
Black Cat Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call here, 254-697-6633. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, giving out some... Listen, man. You got a tax problem, you need to call this woman. She's an expert at what she does. She can help you. Do it. Do it now. Let me show you something here. Shelby, put this card... Yeah. What do you call that?
Scan code.
Show that up to the screen there for people watching. Let's look at this book, too. She's got a great book...
The scan code sends you to my calendar. We can have a 30-minute free strategy session about taxes or money in general. So that's important. And I am the author of How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS, the 10 Best Tax Tips for the Self-Employed, Gig Worker, and Indie Contractor.
Easy reading, and there's a couple graphs.
A couple.
For guys who need pictures.
Okay? That's right, a couple.
Colors.
It was
colors.
No colors, on only black and white. But it's written at more than a 25-cent level, but it's not a $1.50 level. So.
Oh, okay. So it's good for me then.
It's good for Matt.
Right, good to go.
It's written for the general population. It's got stories in it, regular English, not a bunch of IRS jargon. I talk about some of the people I've helped over the years with their tax problems. And I gave a presentation Thursday to a large group. If anyone know who Dave Ramsey is in the listening audience.
Yes.
Okay, yay, some Dave fans here. I'm a Ramsey financial coach. I gave a presentation Thursday to about 90 coaches, which was really great. And not about the stuff in, not the book, but a number of things in the book. And more importantly, what you need to do as a first-time business owner. Things to do to set yourself up right so you have cash flow and money, so you have money set aside, you can send your taxes to the IRS when they're due, how to do that, lots of good stuff. And this is in the book as well, which is on sale on Amazon for $7.99 right now.
That is a steal.
Can
a person who's got an LLC
bargain.
Purchase that and write it off?
Yes. Actually, they could. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, it's about learning. So anyway, that's a great book to have. It's a simple read, and I'd love for you to support me, buy a copy, and leave a review on Amazon. Amazon reviews are gold. I think 100 reviews kind of starts the algorithm really ticking off, and I'm about at 41 or 42 reviews. So buy a book. Pass it on. It's also an Audible book. I recorded it. It's out there for you if you want to listen to it. You will hear my dulcet tones in your ears as I read the pages of my book.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How will ChatGPT affect what's going on with the IRS?
Well, ChatGPT, you know, people will go, if they set up an account, and they'll say, I owe the IRS $15,000. How do I solve this? ChatGPT is going to reach out to all the existing IRC code that's out there, all the things that have been published, and bring it together and give you potentially a process to resolve it. Now, it will give you the process, but do you want to take that process on yourself and negotiate with the IRS? ChatGPT will not negotiate for you.
What kind of deal is it?
So you got to get someone like me.
ChatGPT is as woke as anything you can get.
It is. It's only as good as the information that's out there. So don't use ChatGPT.
And it's cut off at, well, the 3.5 cuts off January 1st, 2022. So any changes since then, it is not aware of. It is not aware of current IRS code. Now, if you pay the extra money to get GPT-4, that may be a little more current.
Oh,
but
that
it is still not totally current. Be sure you check the date of your chat or your large language learning model.
Oh, there we go. So I will say this. The code, the Internal Revenue Code, the IRC, for the most part, it does stay the same for the long haul. Every year, of course, deductions are updated and the tax brackets are updated. That is not evergreen. Some information is evergreen. For instance, you need to make quarterly estimated self-employment tax payments. That's evergreen. Those dates don't change. That's evergreen. So as to your ChatGPT, whether it's updated or not, That's a great point. I don't know much about that myself. I just know that it's out there and that it exists. But what I want to talk about here in the next few minutes...
It will lead you to trouble if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, then that's why you call me.
That's
737-234-0196. Thank you, Colonel.
I'll tell you what, you
beautiful
got a gem
segue.
With Christine. She's true to heart. She knows her stuff. She
and I'm fun.
And you're fun.
Yeah, I make taxes fun. Yeah. So I want to make installment agreements fun for you.
That is a statement.
It's true.
Well,
I
if
make
you're
going to
do it,
fun.
You might as well have fun.
Have some fun with it. That's right.
I think understanding it will make it easier, and then you get happy because you got this beast out of your room.
Exactly. And for a lot of people, it's lack of understanding.
I told my wife one time, if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right.
There you go. So I will take the Internal Revenue Code, what's going on in the Internal Revenue Manuals that the IRS employees are following, and I will distill that down and put it into common everyday language so you understand. And that's really important. People want to be... they want to understand, you know, why this is happening, and I can help them do that and then resolve the issue, which is the other portion of that. So I want to talk about two types of installment agreements if you end up owing the IRS money on your filing this year or any year, quite frankly. And while you can file an extension, the extension is only for the tax return itself. It is not for the amount of tax that's due. And that's a very important distinction that a lot of people forget or are not aware of. Your taxes are due April 15th, period, end of story. Your tax return can be filed up to, you know, October 15th through October 16th, 6 months later.
I want to make a comment.
Yes.
Christine just made a comment that, yeah, I can explain it better. I'm a gun guy, and when I read the law, there's periods and commas and special words like all, must, things like that. Those things mean things. So when Christine is talking to you and she's saying this, that, or the other, you better pay attention to this and that, because the other is going to screw you too. You know what I'm saying?
Be a judge and see how that goes.
Okay. She knows the detail. You think you got it covered, and all of a sudden she goes, but what about this?
Yes. The IRS is full of exceptions. It's this, except when. That was
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. Well, there was a lot of that.
You shall.
Or you shall, yes. Maybe. Well, there's no you shall. It's you are required or... Yeah. So on and so forth. So this type of installment agreements that I want, there are six, but I'm only going to focus on two because the majority of people fall into these two different types. The first one is called a guaranteed installment agreement. If you owe $10,000 or less, and that's not counting penalties and interest, you can get a guaranteed installment agreement. And you have about 36 months to pay off the balance due. So 36 months is 3 years. Or it has to fall into something called the CSED, the Collections Statute Expiration Date, which is 10 years. The IRS has 10 years to collect on your debt. But the Guaranteed Installment Agreement says you need to pay off within 36 months or within this 10-year period. So sometimes those are going neck and neck.
You know, I hate to keep interrupting you, but I remember you telling me a story about that because you help somebody after 10 years drop a whole bunch of taxes because it was the cutoff time.
It expired. Yeah, I didn't do it. I didn't help them, but I made them aware of it. Yes.
But you did help them by making them aware of
it. I made them aware of it, yes. So, yeah, and I have seen large amounts, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 just bloop, roll off because the CSED has expired. So, guaranteed installment agreement, if you owe $10,000 or less, you do not have to provide the IRS any kind of financial information. No bank statements, no credit card statements, no rent or mortgage information, no titles to your cars, anything like that. No financials. They will not file a lien against you, which is really good because once a lien goes on your property, that's it. You have that lien on your house until you pay the debt in full. And it doesn't need any kind of general manager approval. The IRS works in regional sections across the United States, and each region has a general manager. So you don't need any approval there. You don't have any sort of thing called asset disposition, which means you're not required to liquidate your 401k or IRA. You don't have to sell the extra car or your boat or your gun collection. Don't have to do anything like that.
Oh my God.
If you owe $10,000 or less. So, streamline installment agreement. That's number two. This is if you owe $50,000 or less than $50,000 is a better way to say that, including penalties and interest. This is for your personal tax return I'm talking about, both of these, not a business tax return. With this streamline installment agreement, you have the lesser of 72 months or 6 years, or if the CSED date is coming up, that collection statute expiration date. That's the lesser of. So if the CSED is going to expire in 5 years, you got to pay it off in 5 years, not the normal six years. Again, no financials are required for this, which is really great because do you want the IRS combing through your bank statements and looking at all that? No, it's wonderful. Now, we were talking about language earlier. A lien filing, air quote, not required on balances up to $25,000. But if you're $25,000 up to $50,000, it's possible a lien may be filed. So that's something to keep in mind. But it's super, super important to get below. If you owe more than $50,000, do your best to get below $50,000, because then you prevent an IRS revenue officer, an RO, from being assigned to your case. You do not want an RO assigned to your case. That takes it to a whole new level of complication and negotiation.
So, yes. So if we went, she said, she said?
Yes, right? She said, she said. Not see, by
humor,
the seashore.
Humor in taxes.
See, I told you it was funny. I told you. So, streamline installment agreement if you owe $50,000 or less. So, there's a whole bunch more to this. This is just the basic top-down view. If you have this issue that you owe the IRS this much or more, and I have a couple clients that owe well over $200,000, so I'm working with them, call me at 737-234-0196. Would love to talk to you.
Now, Christine's going to be here for the whole show. We just designated a certain segment for it, but if you got any questions you want to call in and ask, we can expound upon that, no problem. We're going to take a break, be back in 3 minutes. I got Susan Stirl, I want to talk to her as well. We'll be back in three.
Right here in Cameron at 308 North Dannon is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Dannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
radio program. I'm your host, Christine Stevenson, Enrolled Agent with the IRS, my special guest host this Saturday. And like I mentioned before, we usually do the guest host segments from 10 to 10:30. Sometimes it carries along. We ask questions, and I want to make sure Christine finishes up what she's got. She's got a couple points. Christine,
I do, yes. Thank you, Matt. So what I was talking about, installment agreements, the two primary types that most people generally fall under, guaranteed installment agreement and streamlined installment agreement. But I wanted to mention some of the benefits and some of the downsides to an installment agreement, because that's important to know. So one of the benefits of an installment agreement is enforced collections activity stops while your installment agreement request is being considered or reviewed, which is really great, because you might have a lien that's been thrown against you, and this stops that lien from getting filed potentially. So there's no enforced collections while your installment agreement is enforced. In other words, you're making a monthly payment, you're just humming along, you're doing great, so they're not going to go more aggressively after you and put a levy on your account or something like that, a bank account. Sometimes a lien can be removed under certain circumstances. Again, facts and circumstances dependent. They can make a seasonal adjustment. Some people have great income in the spring, such as, you know, landscape spring and summer, lots of income coming in, and then it tapers down in the fall and the winter months. There's just not as much. So your installment agreement can be adjusted. So those are some of the benefits. A downside or two is there's some fees. There are fees that apply to you if you work with the IRS directly. You can avoid some of those fees if you want to get into an installment agreement by using the online payment application tool, OPA. Google IRS OPA tool. And if you have an ID.me account already set up, you can get your own installment agreement set up. So those are that's one of the downsides, is maybe is paying, but you can alternatively.
That's usually a downside, yeah.
Do this for free, yeah. So that's a downside. Anyway, you may or may not have financial disclosure, which I talked about earlier, depending on the amount that's due. You will have mandatory monthly payments, absolutely. And when you are in an installment agreement, every year thereafter, you must pay your tax in full on your tax return any subsequent years. That's, you've got to be able to pay all the tax due in the subsequent years that you're in the installment agreement. If you miss a payment,
you're screwed.
You could be screwed. That's right. They can kick you out. You're in default, and then you got to start all over. You got to start all over again.
It's kind of like those credit cards. You transfer it over, zero interest, but if you miss one payment.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's all backdated, and you got, you know, 22% interest or whatever it is with credit cards. And then again, if you have a refund coming, your refund is automatically going to be used to pay towards your debt. So, which can be good from a financial sense. It's paying down that balance due. But if you need your refunds and you're expecting your refunds to pay other debt off or you know, buy groceries or keep the light bill on or something like that, you know, the refund is going towards the debt. So those are some of the things I wanted to mention to wrap up that segment.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Christine, always excellent. Excellent. Always. Susan Sterl, longtime friend, awesome pistol shooter, great artist. Susan, I walked past my, I got a doorway that goes to the garage, and I walk past, and I've got the picture that you painted of the tractor by the tree.
Right.
And I just, it's a nice picture to look at. And I walked out, I go, you know, I need to get Susan back on the show here. And you did a fantastic job when it came to Shelby making a portrait of her. Now you're doing Christine over here. Why don't you come on to the mic here and tell us who you are, what you do, and we'll take it from there.
So my name is Susan Sterl, and I'm an artist. I do a lot of plein air painting also, which means that I paint outside. And all over the country, they have these plein air events, and I do a lot of those. I'm going down to Galveston to do the plein air Southwest, and we paint a lot of boats and ocean and stuff like that. And then it's competition, too. But I also do a lot of portraits for people. I do people portraits and pet portraits.
I got to ask you on the pet portrait. People love their pets.
That's right.
Yes, they do.
That's one special thing about paintings with their pets.
Right. So I have a special going on this year. An 8x8 wrapped canvas is $150. It's an oil painting of your pet. A 10x10 is going to be $200. So you'll get pretty small, but
substantial painting of your pets for a fairly reasonable price.
That's a great price. I have a friend that does paint, and I see what she does, so I have a smidgen of knowledge. I want to ask you, are people sending pictures of the
yes.
pet? Yes. Okay.
You need to send me a photograph. You can go to my website, susansturl.com, and on there I have an email, and you can email me the photograph, and I can tell you if it's going to work out or not.
I don't know if I did you justice, but there was too many pictures to pick. I didn't know, that's a great picture, that's a great painting, that's a great painting. I didn't know what to put, so I just put susansturl.com on the Facebook page. And just so contact her. It's a great
yes.
gift.
Yes, it is. It's a very unique gift.
It is.
No, you know, you can't go to a department store to get a portrait of your pet or your, you know,
I mean,
your
I can't go to JCPenney's and, oh, wait, JCPenney's doesn't exist.
Well, I could go to JCPenney's and paint it for you, but anyway, I'm trying to be funny. It's not working very well.
It's all good.
The audience is in stitches, trust me. Okay, now, I'll tell you what, you got, can you take your picture off? It's not done yet, I don't think.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm just guessing.
We're a little white, I think.
All right, if you're looking on, if you're looking on Facebook here, Susan's got a partial portrait done of Christine Stevenson. And it's kind of, what's
hold
cool.
it back in the light. Back,
yes,
back
there,
up, back
there goes
up,
the light
up,
issue.
Up,
okay.
Now.
All right.
Let me see if I can...
I don't know. For you radio listeners who are not watching on Facebook, this is not good radio, but you got to trust me when I say.
That's true.
What you need to do is go check it out. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page. You can see it. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. She's not done yet, though. It's going to be perfected.
But it's coming together. People can see this.
And I wanted to show people this because what Susie can do in a matter of 2.5 hours, it's
right.
great.
Yeah.
And she can do that for you. She can do that for you and your pet. She can do that for you and your barn, tractor, whatever it is, right?
That's right. And you can go on the website. You can go on the website and see, find examples of my work there.
Yes,
go
that's
to
what
the
I was
portfolio.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. I had a hard time picking which one, so I said, let me just go for informational purposes. All right, so you're going to finish that up, right?
Yes, sir.
And before the end of the show, we'll take a final look at it. All right, before I get into all my other stuff, does anybody need to wrap anything up? Judge, what do you got? Anything?
Well, you know, wrap it up. There's no such thing as wrapping up around here. There's just
it just keeps opening
it
up.
It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. We can't. Every time we talk, it's more and more, and we find out more and more information. Just keep plugging away. We'll get there.
I do have to wrap something up here. I wanted people to know, if you had a penalty in 2021 or 2020, a penalty, it's called a failure to... it was a penalty for late payment of tax, you are going to get that credited or refunded back to you. If you have an IRS account, or if you don't have one, go create one on irs.gov. You'll have to go through the ID.me process. You can look in your transcript history, and specifically, you are looking for what's called TC-276. On your transcripts, there's columns of information, and the left-hand side column has a bunch of numbers. They're transaction codes, and they're three-digit codes. Look for code 276, and it will say penalty for late payment of tax, and it will show you the tax year, the date the penalty was assigned, and the penalty amount. I have a number of clients that are getting these penalties credited back. I brought one into the studio. One client for 2020 is having $437.53 credited back for 2020. And for 2021, that client is having $1,149.75 credited back to his account. So $1,500.
You should be a millionaire. Because if I heard you, if the public hears you and knows what I know about you, I'd be like,
Christine, I've got to hire her.
Help, I got to hire her.
Yeah. So look for that penalty for late payment of tax, specific wording on your IRS transcripts for 2020 and 2021. You will get that credited back to your account.
Thank you. Colonel, did you have a wrap up of anything that you had prior?
I'll just, the most important thing you folks can do is a test run. Test what you have planned and make sure that it can work.
Shelby, you've been watching. You've been the overseer of everything here. Is there anything we're missing?
Not that I can think of.
Am I okay? Am I doing all right?
Oh, yeah. You got some stuff on your shirt, but I was going to tell you earlier, but
I
forgot.
Hair filter.
But no, everything is going great.
It's not.
What?
I walk through the air. I wear black all the time. I walk through the air and I pick up lint. That's all it is.
Dandruff.
There is one important thing here. The FDA wants you to know that thousands of excess deaths are likely if more people don't get vaccinated with the poison.
Yeah, we can't kill them fast enough.
Look, yep. I've got to
get vaccinated.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got articles here on a lot of stuff. The colonel and I have been together, and the judge have been together, and Christine. Christine, a couple
two
of years.
Years. But, 2 years. Coming up
but,
on 2 years.
But everybody else, like 4 years.
Yep.
And I've been doing this show for 8 years. And this is stuff I've talked about. You think it's a conspiracy theory. You think it's crazy. But when you look at the facts and figure it out, oh, my gosh, it's crazy.
You can't go far enough to figure out just how bad it is.
It's like the movie The Matrix. I should have taken the blue pill.
You know, it's just...
Because the truth is going to
And another thing is, a lot of people are preppers and stuff, and they think they're going to prep and get out of the problems and stuff. They're going to go into a hole and come out and everything be over.
All the hole is a grave, man.
Yeah, it ain't going to be like that, boys and girls. It ain't. I don't care how much money you got, how big of a hole you got dug, you're going to feel this.
All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. We'll continue on with the chatter.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
I
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I got a room full of excellence. Got the Colonel, Rayford Brown, my wingman, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. I got Judge Andy Isaacs in here. Shelby Meyer, my metal rim around the wagon wheel, keeps it all together. Susan Sterl, a longtime friend, great painter, excellent shooter. And you have just me, the 25-cent guy, okay? So, let's continue on here. Finish up this hour. Paranoid Dems, Democrats, introduce unconstitutional bill banning militias. Now look, these are just a few people. But the point is the mindset of these people. Senator Edward J. Markey of Massachusetts, go figure, and Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland, go figure, introduced legislation on Thursday that would effectively outlaw militias in America. The proposal highlights Democrats' complete disregard for the U.S. Constitution, as the Second Amendment of Bill of Rights clearly states, quote, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary for the security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." That's right. The militia is the last line of defense for the nation when it comes to both foreign and domestic threats. Here we go. However, radicalized globalist politicians like Markey and Raskin are openly trying to take away the nation's right to defend itself. Now, I highlighted a section in this article. Let me read it. A press release by Democrats reads, "Following the anniversary of January 6th attack on the United States Capitol," which the colonel, I believe, is bogus, and Congressman Jamie Raskin introduced the, here it is, Preventing Private Paramilitary Activity Act. What would be the acronym for that? PPP? UOP? Okay. Let me keep going. Legislation that would create a federal prohibition of paramilitary groups through civil and criminal enforcement. Quote, "The prohibition," the notice explains, "would hold individuals liable," Colonel, listen to this, "would hold individuals liable directly engage in certain types of conduct, including intimidating state and local officials, interfering with government proceedings, pretending to be law enforcement, and violating the people's constitutional rights while armed and acting as part of a private paramilitary organization." That's freaking normal.
Isn't all that stuff already illegal?
Yes, because
we're killing trees.
The ridiculous legislative proposal is totally unnecessary because intimidating state and local officials, interfering with government proceedings, pretending to be law enforcement, and violating people's constitutional rights are already illegal practices. So then why the hell do they do it?
You know why.
What's the hidden agenda?
Yeah. You know, there's something else behind this. They're going to want to use, they'll take that law, twist it, and then they're...
Militias are absolutely wonderful. They're beautiful. They're constitutional. They're patriotic. Because those who truly are patriotic and truly understand the Constitution know it's there for one reason only. However, it's a threat to those who want to circumvent the Constitution. And so they got to make us look like we're the bad people.
The Second Amendment. All you got to do is read the preamble to the Second Amendment to understand why they want this law. They're trying to kill the Second Amendment. The preamble says that a well-regulated militia being essential to the security of a free state. And that's exactly what they understand. They despise free states. They want to take complete control. And that's what they're trying to do. So this is an unconstitutional law, in my opinion, and it completely violates the intent of the Second Amendment. Remember that the people, and that Jefferson and the people back to the Founding Fathers said that whenever you interpret a law, always go back to the time that the people wrote the law and try to establish their intent. And they had just finished a war with a power that was trying to influence local procedures and completely control the colonies.
Colonel, you're talking about the preamble of the Second Amendment?
Yes.
I'm going to read to you the preamble to the Bill of Rights. Listen up. Take notes. Pay attention. the preamble to the Bill of Rights. The conventions of a number of the states, having at the time of their adapting the Constitution, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent end of its institution. Okay, resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress, assembled 2/3 of both House concurring that the following articles be proposed to the legislatures of several states as amendments to the Constitution of the United States, all or any of which articles, when ratified by 3/4 of the said legislatures, to be valid, intents, and purpose as part of the said Constitution. What it's basically saying, here's the translation, here's the 25-cent translation. These people of higher education, our founding fathers, wrote this, and here's what it means. Look, in case you didn't get it, in case you didn't understand it, in case you got your head up your fourth point of contact, the Bill of Rights is a listing to clarify what you may not understand. So you read the 10 Bill of Rights, and the ninth one, which one is it, Colonel, that says, hey, man, if we forgot something, it's okay. It's the ninth one. The ninth one basically says whatever is not written down in the Constitution and it makes common sense, it's still valid. It's applied. That's right. Very important. If you're an American citizen, if you can cut your wrist and bleed red, white, and blue, then you need to pay attention to this. Now, if you're an American and you cut yourself and it's constantly red, I can totally understand your rejection of this concept, and I reject you. But if you're an American who, figuratively speaking, cuts themselves and bleeds red, white, and blue, and you understand the concept of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you should be up there defending it, whether it be verbal or whatever. But that stands true. Otherwise, our nation is lost. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Let me give you an amen. Let me get with you. You know, I see this over and over and over, that because we have, our schools have quit teaching anything about history or the Constitution, that our young people don't understand this. And it's been going on for quite a while. That's why we have the problems we have today. But, you know, common sense is still common. Pick up your Constitution and read it, and then apply what you know. Good gosh, it's not that hard.
What about you, Christine? What do you think?
Well, I think that common sense actually, unfortunately, is not so common
anymore.
Not so common.
That's right.
You know, and I know you see this in your courtroom. Some of these things you talk about. So,
Colonel, I just spoke a whole bunch. I know you agree with it. I may not be as eloquent as you, but go ahead. What do you think?
I'm afraid I was distracted in reading.
Save me from the abyss I just fell in.
I don't know what else there is to say. I mean, either you understand or you don't. And then it's almost impossible to convince the people that don't want to understand to understand, because it feels like there's more people that don't want to understand. They like to be the blissfully unaware people and let other people worry about it, is what a lot of people like to do.
There's that, and there's also a lot of people under a certain age that want to be led.
Yes. They don't want to be the leaders.
They don't want to be the
leader. Be the led. Yes.
You know, here the bottom line here is that what we have has worked for
225 something years.
And it's worked well until the last couple of decades.
Look, it's
the losers. Start messing with it, and then it goes to pieces.
It's the losers who feel that they're not getting their fair share, who want socialism so it's an equal playing field.
Right.
No,
equal results. They don't want an equal playing
That's
field.
Right. Yes.
They want equal results. They want what you have without doing what you had to do.
See, that gets back to jealousy. You have something that I don't. It's very biblical.
And jealousy is the key to socialism.
Yeah. So if we got a caste system here, you got the people who are broke, you got middle class people anywhere in the ranges, and then you got the rich people. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If you're broke or middle class and you're busting your rear end and working as hard as you can because you want to get out of the riffraff or whatever it is, and the way to do it is to work hard diligently and consistently and you get yourself into the next level, why the heck would I want to say open up the high level to those lower down? I'm saying take advantage of the American system and lift yourself up because you will show your mettle. You will show your you will show your ability to be able to have those things. But if you're lazy, sitting on your rear end, doing drugs, and just saying, oh, woe is me, stay there. I don't want you. You stay on that side of town. I'm going on this side of town because I've been there and I don't want it.
It's this thing with equality versus equal opportunity. And this is diversity, equity, inclusion that's trying to convert everything to equal results.
Which brings me to this point. Somebody says, well, they're racist. Then go get a different job. Go screw them and say, hey, screw you, I'm going to do my own thing.
This whole equality thing, there is zero initiative to be better than anyone, and nothing else will be done. Anyway, we got to take a break.
Take a break. Be back in three. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free child care, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number three. Simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch. Also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call, like we have on hold right now, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put into podcast form at aaronsgunshop.com. Check it out at Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Thousands and thousands of downloads. It's great.
It's a call for Miss Christine Stevenson.
Yay.
Okay. So let's go ahead.
Caller, welcome to the program. What's your name? And go ahead and ask a question.
My name is Marilyn Weller, and I live in Rockdale. I listen to you about near every Saturday morning.
Thank you so much.
And I love your show. But listen, I want to talk about Christine Stevenson. Is she there today?
Yes, I am, Marilyn.
Oh, Christine. I'm so sorry. I just don't know. Yeah?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I just wanted to let everybody know and hear that I am very, very pleased with your expertise and that I called you one day. You had me all cleared and free from IRS after 3 years?
Yes, that's right.
You had me cleared.
That's right. We got you squared away.
Yes, you did. And I am so thankful. And I'm so happy that I got a hold of you. You are wonderful.
Well, I appreciate
that.
And what
you do.
Thank you. And
I'm so glad you're there today.
For those that are listening, it took me about 2 hours on the phone with the IRS to get Marilyn squared away. And she's going to have a couple thousand dollars, coming to her, found or whatever. So thank you, Marilyn. Yes. I appreciate that very, very much.
Oh, Christine, I appreciate you so very much. You just don't know how much you have helped me and made me happy.
Well, I that touches my heart, and I'm really glad I could help you out.
Glad you're there today.
You got Matt crying, Marilyn. Well done.
That's awesome.
Well, Marilyn, you keep up the good work.
Marilyn, thank you
work.
For listening. Thanks for everything.
Okay.
And we're going to move on. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Have your mother call?
That's fantastic.
Oh, my
Christine.
God. Cynicism is showing in.
That's awesome.
It is.
That's awesome. Okay.
I liked how she had no idea you were here and was just calling to mention you because she had a moment. But she's like, she's there?
Oh, yeah. You know.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I got another individual in the studio of high ranking. I got Will Stevenson. Did you get the connection yet? The son of
said IRS enrolled agent.
Okay, there you go. Will, it's good to see you, buddy.
Aloha, Matt. How's it going, everybody?
It's going pretty good. Now, Will, you're going to be taking my class on the 27th, the self-defense home invasion training seminar. You shot with me before. You do a great job. What's your anticipation of the class?
Well, I'm excited to learn whatever it is that you have to offer. I'm not sure what all's exactly going to be going on, but I know that I'm at least going to be honing my marksmanship skills with pistol, which I'm a little bit rusty on. So I imagine that we're going to be doing draws, reloads, target acquisition, all sorts of things of that nature.
Malfunctions?
A lot of malfunctions, but let me tell you this. I'm the dirt in the crack, okay? Just think about a crack.
Wow.
Just think about a crack.
Wow. I'm not sure that's a great analogy.
I'm the dirt in the crack.
Diamond in the rough.
No.
Thank you.
I'm the dirt in the crack.
A lump of coal waiting to be polished to become a diamond.
I'm the dirt in the crack.
Some people don't call that dirt.
You haven't swept a wooden floor.
Colonel, I've been saying this analogy with you on the show for the last 4 years. I am going to teach. Okay, here's the deal. You got a sidewalk. You got a slab of concrete. You got a slab of concrete. And you got that wooden divider in between. The basic slabs is basic information. You know which way the bullet goes in the magazine. And you know which end of the gun it comes out of, right?
The front.
That's the slab. Mm-hmm. All that dirt in the crack is what I'm going to teach you.
Okay.
It's all the little tricks of the trade. The filling is what I'm going
to
teach you.
All I want you to teach me is how to not to get shot when I'm in a gunfight. That's what I want to know.
That's where the dirt comes in.
Don't get involved in a gunfight.
That's where the dirt comes in, man. Look, I got two spots left. On the 27th of this month, I've got a home invasion self-defense seminar. It's from, you'll have to be there about 7:15 in the morning. It'll go to 6 o'clock at night. I'll provide a barbecue lunch, the whole works. And it'll, when you leave, you will feel empowered. I've got 2 spots left. It's $200. And if you think that's expensive, then just don't come, okay? Because there, I teach way beyond what those teach in these major, major schools in different parts of the country for thousands of dollars. I saw the training manual.
I want to add.
Go ahead, Susan.
I have taken your CHL class, and this was about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I have also been to your place and learned so much about shooting from Matt, and his CHL class is way above anything else you could take anywhere else. You learn so much.
Thank you very much. Now, I just want you to know, the CHL class, which is now licensed to carry,
right,
is almost a joke. So when you've done...
When
you come to the range, though, you can see the difference between a classroom environment of a license to carry and advanced training.
Right.
Because all license to carry does is say, you're legal, you're not crazy, you have a gun, and you can hit a piece of paper 7, 15.
I was going to say 5, 10, and 25 yards, because I've done the CHL.
Yeah, what is it? 5, 7, and 15 yards.
Something like that, I mean, you're
the worst you're going to get is a paper cut.
Right. Yeah. Now,
Will, come over here.
Yes.
You worked with me a little bit a few weeks ago. Tell us about it.
I would say that it's the difference between Matt's class and a regular concealed handgun license permit, or whatever the moniker is for Texas, is like the difference between going to the DMV and like getting your license and going to like a professional driver's course. That would be the best analogy that I think that I can make for the quality of the marksmanship training you provide.
You know, whether you believe it or not, I'm very modest. Whether you believe it or not, okay? And what he just said is true. I'm a race car track as compared to making sure you know how to parallel park. Okay. Yeah. So, and the reason being is, look, I was submissive to my masters who knew this, that, and the other. I said, teach me, Obi-Wan, teach me. And I took everybody's learning who were experts in their field, and all I did was put it in a hopper and turned it out Matt style. That's all it is. My instruction to you is nothing other than experts before me who were masters at their trade. I just did it a little different. I compiled it all together and put it in my personality. And all I know is my personality works, okay? I've seen the results of it. It's pretty impressive. My shooting team is incredible. Colonel, you've trained with me. You know what goes on.
Yes, and we've fired all kinds of different things, and some things just like airsoft is very educational.
Very
you don't
educational.
Have to do all the bullets downrange. Sometimes it's good to have a few incoming.
And let me clarify on the airsoft. Paintball is great, but it's not one-to-one scale of an actual firearm. Airsoft, because of the size of the projectile, 6mm, you're able to put it in a one-to-one scale type of firearm or rifle, excuse me, so that if you have that pistol or rifle, you can manipulate it as though it was for real. Whereas compared to a paintball, you got this big hopper where you got all the paintballs in it. It's just not realistic. And when we go to the shoot house, like you've done, Colonel, or we've done training inside the range, you realize, hey man, it just takes a fraction of a second to get shot.
Now, with the airsoft, your weapon is the same size as your handgun. And it may even be a replica of the model that you carry. The only difference is that it's a BB, 1.77 caliber or something.
Just enough for you to feel it.
And leave a nice bruise.
Yeah, well, Jim didn't do you well, man. He screwed you up.
It was very educational. I'm telling you, I learned a real lesson, and that is if you run out of ammunition, get out of the fight.
And here's the other thing, too. When you're doing training or you're playing a game, if you're playing paintball, you do crazy things you would never, ever do if you knew there's an enemy in your house with a gun.
Back at
yes.
You.
Yeah,
real
it's
guns.
Totally different.
I want to add, because I've been at the shooting range many, many years, like 15 years with you, and we went and did the room paintball thing. And I mean, it was a complete game changer. When you think you have somebody coming after you, you're like, holy cow, what do I do? And so it's. I just wanted to mention that it's a complete game changer, and you have to... The brain does way different stuff. You get scared. It's scary.
You know, okay, I think I mentioned this last week, too. Now, I had COVID, and my lungs are shot. My lungs are shot. I don't have air capacity for some reason. But when you're in the shoot house, what happens is you learn, if I breathe heavy, they're going to hear that. I can't breathe heavy. I have to breathe every other breath to make it slow and calm because I don't want to give an indicator away. Just like lights, shadows, vibrations, and all this kind of stuff. So when you go to the shoot house, I went in there based on all my experiences of everything I did. I utilized every bit of experience I had because my lungs were bad. And I said, Matt, calm down. Just calm down. You know what you're doing. Just get her done. And I did it again because it's a 3-minute course. And you come out, and I wasn't breathing heavy because I mentally was in control. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Have more fun than a human's supposed to have. It's another quote from Rush Limbaugh, right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, excellence. I had my microphone. It was gold. And then the colonel advised me, said, don't copy. Do your own thing. So I went to platinum. But I'll tell you, man, there's something about a gold microphone, Colonel.
Oh.
I can take care of that.
I'm doing well with a black one.
If you give me permission to go back to gold, I'll go.
No, the platinum works better with your skin tone, your hair color. Stay away from gold. I'm serious. Platinum works better.
That would be a great portrait from the side with the platinum mic and the silver goatee.
There, let me take a picture. We'll be good to go. But Susan Sterl, come over here. Talk to me.
Okay, I'm coming.
I've got Susan Sterl in here from SusanSterl.com. What's up?
I'm not sure if that's going off when we go off.
What do you mean?
Because of the comments. Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. SusanSterl.com. Susan's a great gal. She really is. And she's a great painter. And she's been painting.
Do you want me to move this up?
Yes.
It's a little shadow.
Yeah, whatever it takes, yeah. There you go.
Let's put them next to each other. Yeah, move your mic. Here,
wow.
Your mic is in the way.
Yeah.
There we go.
Talk.
Wow, talk about good lighting and makeup.
So this is a 2-hour painting. And if you want me to do a portrait of your favorite person, or they can sit for me, or you can have a photograph. And this is 11x14. Go on my website. You can see other portraits. SusanSterl.com. STERLE, like Sterling without the ING with an E at the end. That's the only way I know how to say it.
You got my earring. That's fantastic.
I noticed that. I saw that.
Wow.
And that's cool.
And so,
the little designs on your shirt.
Yeah, it's about two hours of a painting.
There you go. There it is, right there.
That's it.
It's perfect. That's a snapshot. Whatever the time is, it's 11:20. Go to Facebook. We freeze frame it and take the picture, and there you go.
Go to my Facebook page, SusanSterl.com, or Susan Sterl, and like me and follow me online on my Facebook and social media, also Instagram. And I have a workshop coming up at the end of February. Go to my website, and you'll see some information on that. And also, if you need a portrait or of your pet or human, I'm willing to do that.
Could be a human pet.
I have pricing on my website on there, too.
It's fantastic. Think about this for some special occasion. Just a generality type of thing. Christmas, a Valentine's.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's a great one, too.
You can also, if you wanted to come to the workshop or send your wife to the workshop or someone you know who's interested in art, you can pay for the workshop, and then they can go to the workshop at the end of February.
And how much is the workshop?
The workshop's $200. It's for 2 days. It's going to be a Friday and a Saturday.
That's
ridiculous. Yes. That's cheap.
For 2 days. And it'll be at my studio in Temple.
Because the class that I've got, I mean, for what I'm doing, it's 1 day. And here you got 2 days. I mean, it's a lot of time out of your life.
Yeah.
But you got to furnish your own ammunition. It's yours, right?
Well, hey, I can't do everything. Well, what do you got?
I just
got
to say, folks, I'm scrolling through the website right now. This is you can't really see it, but go to the website, SusanSterl.com. She has a fantastic portfolio here right now. I'm just scrolling on through. This is crazy cool.
Wow.
Excellent work.
I need to keep Will around so he can be my marketing person.
Yep, get you some QR codes.
Well, you're told to do some push-ups.
Do some push-ups? Yeah. How many? Jeez Louise. Do some.
Now, look, Susan's done some paintings for me. She did one. We did that one for the auction, but never worked out. I don't know what happened. It was the modern-day Minuteman.
Yeah.
Great thing. And you've got the ability for people to get it. Help me out on this.
We can do 11x17 prints of the modern day Minuteman. And you can, you'll have to put that one up on
I'll post it again.
Your Facebook page so that.
It's a picture of me. I was decked out, and Susan took the picture, and she just turned it into a freaking awesome painting.
AR-15
camouflage jacket.
And then the
glasses,
flag on the behind him.
And behind it with the 13 stars. The 13 stars behind my head. Okay?
It was a lot of fun.
It really was good. And then she did another one of the tractor out in the field. She did another one of me in the studio. Mm-hmm. Was it this studio?
I think it was the studio. It was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
You were less gray then.
Susan, go away. Go away, Susan.
And so was I, by the way.
All right, let me move to this. Is Joe Biden about to get the hook for Michelle Obama? Beltway insider Roger Stone gives key analysis. Look, I don't need Roger Stone, although I like Roger Stone. I don't need Roger Stone to tell me what I already know.
All we need is an ice cream cone to lure him off stage. That'd be it.
Not even. Just tell him there's an ice cream cone. Doesn't
there you go. Colonel, can you, from memory, explain why Kamala is not a valid vice president?
She's dropping okay, this,
well, the requirements to be a president of the United States, you have to be a natural-born citizen. The definition for natural-born citizen is one who is the child of two citizens. So if your parents are not citizens at the time of your birth, you are not a natural-born citizen. And Kamala Harris's parents were both British subjects. One was from India, which is a British territory or commonwealth, and the other from Jamaica, which is another commonwealth. Therefore, she can claim dual citizenship. She is claimed as a commonwealth citizen. So she could very easily have herself, or if she had descendants, they could become British citizens. So she has a split loyalty, possibly, and she has no loyalty to this country at all.
No.
But this is the reason she is not legal constitutionally, but we have a bunch of cowards in Congress, and that's with a capital C.
No, Colonel, I think they know. I think they know, and they're waiting for a situation like this where Biden is...
This is too late.
No, it's not, because Biden's a vegetable, and they're going to do 25th Amendment on him. Then they're going to say, oh, Kamala, I'm sorry, you're not eligible. We just noticed this, and boom, you're gone. Boom, Michelle Obama comes in.
Well, they may. I don't see that happening, because the Democrat Party should have not chosen her because she was not qualified to be a candidate.
I'm going to super argue with you, because you and I both know. You and I both know they've come too far to lose right now. They've come too far to lose to Trump getting elected again. And so they got to go, Biden ain't going to do it because he's already losing. Kamala, there ain't no way. She's a freaking vegetable just like he is. And then they're going to say, we need somebody that can counter him on an emotional vote. And I totally say it's Michelle Obama.
And they have to be very careful about the old saying about changing horses in the middle of the stream.
Let me tell you something, guys. On a spiritual level, Satan ain't going to back down. Satan ain't going to back down. So whatever it takes, they're going to have their man in. Satan ain't going to back down. We've got to step up.
Well, and they are going to cheat every possible way again, because we have done nothing to stop the major cheats. Remember what Stalin said. It's not who votes that counts. It's the way you count the vote and who counts that is all that counts. And this whole thing, we have done nothing. And even all of this stuff about, we're filing all these lawsuits for all of this election violation, somebody going out and collecting 200 votes. That's nothing, people. We're talking about thousands and thousands of votes being generated and false ballots being mailed out all over the country. Just thousands and thousands, and we're paying no attention to that at all. We have no courage in the legislature to take the real problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something. You're all in here in the studio is going to look at me like, what the hell are you talking about? I want you to get in front of the mirror and strip down naked.
I do all the time.
Don't even want to go there.
I want you to strip down naked, because when you strip down naked, that's all you are. That's all your essence. And look in the mirror and say, are you an American patriot or not? This is not a joke. I'm trying to make a point here.
What about Joe Biden naked in front of the mirror?
Am I American?
All right. I'm not kidding here.
Tattoo of a bald eagle.
Strip down naked and look at yourself in the mirror and say, who am I as a human being?
This sounds like a Pink Floyd video.
Shelby, I have 2 minutes or less, and you're interrupting me. I have 1 minute. strip down naked, look in the mirror, and say to yourself, am I a true patriot, or do I have my own concerns more important? Let me tell you something. Your concerns more important would be an example of getting the goose that lays the golden egg and strangling its freaking neck. The goose that lays the golden egg is the United States of America. If you are not a patriot who loves your nation, to take the hands off the neck of the goose that lays the golden eggs, you are opposed to the United States, and I oppose you. That's the bottom line. I oppose you. Whether foreign or domestic, if you do something to desecrate this Constitution and Bill of Rights, I oppose you. And I will do whatever I can within legal means to stop you. Where am I at? 10 seconds? I'm at 10 seconds. You got your fingers up?
Ten, nine, eight. So use your fingers? 10 seconds.
So how many seconds do I have now?
Zero.
0 seconds? Well, we'll be back in 3. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. What a crew I got today. It's great. The Colonel, Rafer Brown, Susan Sterl, SusanSterl.com. Will Stevenson taking the class, son of Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Judge Andy Isaacs, Shelby Meyer, my board operator, making sure I don't go off the rails. Shelby, you're failing.
Me? I just got here.
Okay. This is the True Stories of Self-Defense segment of the program. And if you have your current March 2007 American Rifleman, go to page 8 and you can follow along. Okay. Let me read story number 1. Jerry Steckmeyer and his wife awoke to a loud commotion and were shocked by what they saw out their bedroom window. A deranged man was shouting and jumping on the roof of their car. Okay, first of all, okay, you don't like it, doesn't mean deadly force.
Right.
Okay. Police say that when Mr. Steckmeyer opened the window and shouted at the man to get off the man walked toward the house and started trying to break in. That's where the problem starts, okay? He kicked the home's front door and slammed his shoulder into it. Steckmeyer repeatedly told the man to leave and warned that the police were on their way. But there was no stopping the man's odd behavior. He grabbed a 5-gallon water cooler bottle, smashed in a window, and entered the home. When the intruder neared the master bedroom, Steckman shot him with a handgun, killing him. Amen, ABC, 1, 2, 3, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Hey, it makes an awful mess on your floor to clean up, though.
I don't care, though. It's the other thing, too. If I know where all my family members are in the house and you're around the corner, I'm shooting through the freaking walls. I don't care if I got to change the plaster.
He grabbed a 5-gallon water cooler. That's a lot.
Water.
That's 40 pounds, yeah.
Yeah. That is not insignificant.
It's cracked up.
Water cooler bottle.
Yes.
He grabbed the bottle, didn't say it had anything in it. He just grabbed the bottle.
Fine. Okay, details, whatever, Colonel. Okay.
That would still break the window out.
Okay. A 21-year-old man was eating pizza with his mother and a friend when somebody knocked on the door. According to police, when the friend opened the door, two intruders burst inside and put a gun to his head. The man's mother sought refuge in the bedroom while he ran downstairs to retrieve a firearm. Confused,
read that again.
What? The man's mother sought refuge in the bedroom while he ran downstairs to retrieve a firearm. I guess a basement?
He got caught lacking.
Why didn't he have his firearm?
Just in the living room?
He was just sitting at the table eating pizza.
Bathroom, living room, bedroom, refrigerator.
Not everybody does that.
Waistband.
Has their boot. Yes.
In your underwear.
Just under every door. Okay, maybe they didn't have that.
Don't come to my house.
He's naked in front of the mirror, imagining himself as an American patriot.
Am I an American? You caught him off guard. He still should have one, you know, dirts and cracks and all that. Anyway. Confused, one of the intruders asked where everyone went. Where'd everybody go?
Hey.
Something tells me that there's some drugs involved in this operation.
Yes.
Where two guys come bursting in with guns and both people flee without getting shot.
Yeah.
He'd kill anybody he found. He openly announced that when he couldn't find anybody. In response to the threat, the 21-year-old reemerged, shooting and killing one intruder and causing the accomplice to flee.
Oh, nice. He's a young guy.
Yeah, 21.
Good for him.
All right, Jeff, take it away.
All right, may I comment on this?
Sure, go ahead.
When it says he reemerged, don't reemerge. If you come back after this thing, you get down low, appear from someplace they're not going to expect you. You don't just step out into the doorway and make a big target out of yourself and say, shoot me quick.
You don't want to holler, here I come.
I'm going to hit you just like he did. I'm going to kill you if I find you.
And technically, you should say, if you're in my house and you're scaring me, I'm going to stop you. Mm-hmm. That's the technical terms to say, because the prosecuting attorney will rip you up and have you for lunch.
Police say a 16-year-old gang member wearing a ski mask and toting a .22 rifle on the front on the front door north of Chicago one night. Inside.
You sound like you're me reading.
Yeah, exactly. Miss Darr and her husband called out to ask who it was, but got no reply. Several minutes later, they heard a loud sound coming from their back door, and Darr ran to her bedroom to get a 9mm pistol. When the suspect forced his way inside, she shot him twice. He died at the scene. If you're sitting at your home at night and someone kicks the door in, you have the right to defend yourself, said the police chief, Douglas.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time here on the radio, but let me make something perfectly clear. If you're able, if you're financially able to have multiple guns, put them in different places. If you don't, and you hear something that's not right, go retrieve your firearm. You don't want to go see the situation and go, oh, you know, it'd be good if I had my firearm.
Especially if there's somebody knocking on your door in the evening that you're not expecting.
Exactly.
Can we land and go back to the airport? I need to get my parachute.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, who's next?
All right. Andy Red?
Okay,
my turn. Yes, here we go. There is a sign on Abel Cisneros' home warning. Nothing inside is worth risking your life for. Owners of this property are highly skilled to protect life, liberty, and property from criminal attacks. Authorities, however, say an intruder failed to heed the warning. Cisneros heard a pounding at the front door and grabbed his 9mm handgun.
See, he heard it and he grabbed it.
He was at the top of the stairs when the suspect broke through the locked front door. Cisneros fired two shots. The wounded burglar groaned and ran to the back of the house until police arrested him. He couldn't get out of the back of the home, and he knew he was still in the front of the house, so he was trapped, Cisneros explained.
Now, look, you've heard people say, oh, he moved, you shot him, and you moved. Look, if you get a good shot on somebody, head shot, chest shot, hip shot, and they're injured and wounded, you did a good job. Sure, we'd like to stop it instantaneously, but depending on the person's motivation level, let's say drugs or something like that, or they're really big or a low caliber or whatever, you might have to take a second shot. But the basic idea is you took the shot, you hit them, you stopped the threat. That's the key phrase. You stopped the threat. You don't have to kill the person, just stop the threat.
I had a firearms instructor who's now deceased, but he told me he was teaching my wife and I was observing, and he told her, aim just below their belly button. And I said, why? And he said, it's below their vest, and any shot into the pelvic cradle,
yeah,
they cannot walk.
That's it.
They are going to be on the floor.
That's right.
And you don't have to worry about them. He said, anywhere you hit in that area is perfectly fine.
Yep.
Okay, who's next?
That's good training.
Colonel, go ahead, buddy.
You're up.
Okay. Upon witnessing someone breaking into his neighbor's home, a man immediately called a couple who lived there. Police say the couple immediately returned home and found the burglar inside trying to remove a television set. The male homeowner confronted the suspect, who drew a pocket knife and struck the homeowner's hand, cutting him. That's when the homeowner pulled a .22 pistol and fired two shots. Bad preparation here. Wounding the intruder and causing him to flee. He was later apprehended when a local reporter asked Knoxville, Tennessee policeman Mark Presley the important question of whether the couple would be charged in the incident. He replied, they're kind of the innocent victims here. They had enough problems. They've had enough problems without him charging them. Excellent. Now, my take on this is, why did you approach a suspect with a knife if you've got a gun in your pocket? Why was the gun not in your hand or back against your side? You don't stick your gun out in front of you so they can bat it away. You don't need to aim from 2 feet. All right?
Yeah.
I've got an answer to that, Colonel. And the problem here is that the gentleman in question, not the suspect, but the person who took the self-defense, he wasn't well trained enough, and he didn't run through the drills enough to know that, like, as soon as problem happens, that's when you pull your weapon, right? So this guy, he did the right thing, you know, shooting the guy who came at him with a weapon, but he wasn't immersed enough in the practice in order to
look. You see how you're thinking right now, Will?
Yeah.
You see how you're thinking?
It's all muscle memory at that point.
That thinking needs to be done way before the incident happens.
Correct.
You have to say, what will I do on situation A, B, or C?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say, if the guy's stealing my TV, am I going to kill a guy for stealing my TV?
Probably not.
Probably no. But as soon as you threaten me, it's over.
But when you take the pocket knife out, and remember the 21-foot rule we talk about.
That 21-foot rule should be 42 feet.
That's okay, so basically what I'm saying is that if he's within 21 feet, he can get to you with that knife before you can make the decision to draw your weapon and shoot.
That's right. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I think we got one more story left. We'll finish up the story on the other side of the break. If you got a question, if you got a true story of your own, I'd like to hear it. I've got stories of my own. I could broadcast, and I have broadcast before. But if you want to share yours, 254-697-6633. Love to hear it. If you need promotion of your business, call me up. We'll help sponsor you. Be back in three.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Thank you.
welcome back, everybody. Yes, but hey, you've got your wingman and you've got your IRS enrolled agent covering CYA for you, Matt.
Covering for the absent landlord.
We need to fix your hair.
What did I do?
You look like you stuck your head out the window. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
Oh, man, this is really good video.
This is live radio, people.
Wow. Am I that bad?
You can't write
am I that
this.
Bad?
You look like the guy this from is Home good. Alone. The Marv.
What are you talking about?
Or Harry or Marv. Which one is it that has the puffy hair?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I see that. I'll fix that in a second.
You're fine. No worries.
Read the last story.
Hakuna Matata. All right. I guess I'm taking
there you
this.
Go.
Thank you, Susan. All right, so the final story. Police say a 17-year-old boy was home with his cousin when four armed men kicked in the door and started shooting. The teen rushed to grab his shotgun and fired at his assailants, killing two of them. The other suspects fled, but were later apprehended. Truthfully, it was either them or me, said the teen. I'm thankful to be standing here today. I thank God. And that's from KHOU 11 News, Houston, Texas. This is fantastic. A 17-year-old kid killed two intruders. There were more that were there.
We had a 19-year-old that shot an intruder with his shotgun.
Yeah.
So. But he rushed to grab his shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have it with him. He rushed to grab it.
Yeah, when they kicked his door in. That is absolutely nuts. Home with his cousin and four armed men kicked in the door.
Wow.
That's presence
and started
of mind.
Shooting. Good for him. So rounds are coming down range. This kid knows to go run and grab his shotgun. Right. And start murking people.
To the parents who taught him.
Yeah.
That's right. 17 years old at that. Our host back in action.
Ooh, look at that.
Shut up. Don't even bring it up, man. Don't even bring it up. Okay. I don't even know where to go. Where do I go from here?
We are.
You're going to talk about your stuff, and then you have an announcement.
Davis Ford.
Somebody's on the phone.
Yes, let's take that call. Davis Ford, put him on.
Yeah.
Davis, go ahead, buddy. Welcome to the program.
Hello. How's everybody today? Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you, buddy. Go ahead.
Good deal. Well, I'm announcing that the Central Texas Tea Party is going to be having Don Huffine as our speaker.
Can you have your speakerphone on or something?
With the state senator.
Davis.
Davis,
cut him off.
Yeah.
Davis,
if you're listening to me.
Speakerphone off.
There you go.
I think he's doing it as a bathroom call. He's trying to get the best acoustics.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Now then, are we good?
No, you got an echo.
I sound like you're in a tin can.
Yeah, I'm getting feedback.
Okay, what?
Well, it's not me. I don't have the radio on.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to have Don Huffine, former state senator and former gubernatorial candidate, Don Huffine, to our Tea Party meeting Tuesday night. And Tuesday at 6:30 at the Harris Center. And Don is going to be talking about
All right, cut that off.
Okay.
All right, just cut it off. Just cut it off. Sorry
I
there.
I can fill in what's going on
here. I got an echo going. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. No, don't let it go.
The Tea Party, 6:30 at the Harris Community Center in Belton on North Alexander Street. We're going to have Don Huffines in. He's a former Texas senator and also a former candidate for governor. But this man is very knowledgeable, and he knows where the skeletons are, and he knows how things should be working. And he'll be talking to the Tea Party on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock is when it starts. 6:30, bring some goodies and share the goodies that are there.
Okay, look, I've got about, 8 minutes?
Yeah,
Somewhere there. Let me read this. Here's a hot mic that caught journalists joking about Donald Trump assassination. A hot mic caught journalists joking about former President Donald Trump being assassinated as they waited for him to arrive at the federal courthouse in Washington on Tuesday. According to Mediate, cameras were set up waiting for Trump's arrival and caught the journalists joking about getting good... I'm not taking no calls. Trump's arrival and caught journalists joking about getting, thank you, good video shot of Trump, but then referenced late President John F. Kennedy's assassination. Here we go. Journalist number one. You know what the worst part is? Even if he has this window open and he's hanging out of it, he will be on the other side of the street. Journalist number two. I mean, if he was driving, we'd get a good shot. Back to journalist number one. Yeah, if he's driving without the front window open. Journalist two, yeah, or if it's a convertible like JFK. Journalist number one, yeah, I wasn't thinking about that. Journalist two, yeah, like if he just pulls up, number one, like JFK. Number two, laughs. Number one, maybe someone just like they told JFK, you know what you should do? You should take a convertible. It's so nice out.
I'm sure these journalists are really good sniper shooters as well. I'm sure they know exactly what they're
doing. So I think it falls under 18, you know, United States Code, subsection 879, threats against former presidents and certain other persons. A person protected by the Secret Service under section 3056A6 shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both.
But it was for Trump, so nothing's going to happen.
Okay.
Former presidents.
I would love to indulge in these conversations, but I got to move on because I've got a very little bit of time left. Haley, Nikki Haley, I do not like this woman one bit. 100% screw you, lady. Haley is going to get smoked. Chris Christie caught on a hot mic before quitting the GOP race. Chris Christie's a piece of POS as well. But Nikki Haley, backstabbing son of a daughter of a you-know-what, okay? She's a piece of crap. Do not even think about her. And the new, here's the deal. You got to understand the news. The news is saying, look, she's moving up in the polls. She's still 34 points away from Trump. She's nowhere as close. The only way her or DeSantis can be viable is if Trump gets assassinated, dies, or quits. That's it. Trump is the man.
And the Democrats know that, and they are trying everything.
Everything they can
everything,
do.
And they will not accept anything that says otherwise. And we have not seen cheating yet until we see the counting in this next election if it looks like Trump's winning.
Colonel, you and I were there before, and we saw what happened. If it happens again, you know without a shadow of a doubt it's manipulated.
There's going to be riots in the street if they stop counting at 2 o'clock in the morning again, and then all of a sudden it starts up with a 250,000 vote in every state added to the Biden or to the Democrat candidate's tally.
Hashtag so fortified.
This is fortified voting. Yeah, you're right. It's like fortified milk, man. We are not going to lose. And then we've got video of this. And then the Democrats stand up there and the judicial and the DOJ ignore video evidence of people down there in Georgia recounting ballots, adding ballots, pulling suitcases out from tables. What do you need, people? This is awesome. And we let this happen in this country, and our legislatures and legislature here in Texas will not touch counting.
Iranian national who illegally entered the U.S. issues dire warning about Biden's open borders. Warns sleeper cells will activate in America should conflict break out with China or Iran. Hello, Speaker of the House, shoulder to shoulder with Taiwan. What's going to happen? Because President Xi says, ain't going to happen.
Well, we just escalated in the Red Sea. For those that don't understand, Yemen makes up the entire east border of the Red Sea, and the Red Sea is only about 25 miles across. I'm not sure the exact width, but it's very short distance. When vessels are coming through the Red Sea and they have GPS flags on them that say who they are and who owns them and all this information is available, they're big targets and easy targets for over there. And this attack that we just made with Britain on the Yemen or Houthi rebels that have been shooting at the ships in the Red Sea, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree. Quote, if an incident between U.S. and China occur in Taiwan, what will these people do? This is the illegal guy. Are you on the side of the U.S. or will you take China's side? I don't know, and no one knows. Says basically what he's saying is you've got all these people who've been able to come into and infiltrate the United States of America who are combat aged males. Mm-hmm. If you mess with Iran or Hamas or China, these people will activate their cells. Look, I'm not a genius, But if I was a guy who wanted to take down America, that'd be the best way to do it.
In the Muslim Sharia law, Muhammad said to do this. You wait until you're ready to come out and kill them, and then you come out and slit their throats.
So Speaker Johnson pledges to stand shoulder to shoulder for defense of Taiwan. You do that, and the Iranian illegal says, listen, man, you do that, you got all these sleeper cells in the United States. They're going to say, okay, we're going to mess with schools, churches, major public...
Every blue city that does that has gun control is going to be wiped. There'll be thousands shot.
Okay, I got 20. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a crew here that's phenomenal. I got Susan Sterl, SusanSterl.com, Christine Stevenson, check her out. Tell me the website, please.
ChristineStevensonEA.com.
Judge?
MSRMinistries.org.
Colonel, what do you got?
Just a lovely day. Thank you so much for a few electrons.
All right. Will Stevenson, good to see you here. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you can find me at linktree.com/Will Stevenson.
Shelby, couldn't do it without you. Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.